Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. This morning's show is actually one that I was able to do a couple days ago for you because I was able to get a sneak peek at the new movie Disclosure Day. Now, I will say, if you are a fan of E.T., if you are a fan of the Close Encounters of the Third Kind, sorry, my brain completely blanked there for a second, then this is one that you are not going to want to miss. Spielberg has not hit the ball out of the park like this in quite a long time. And I just have some hair here that is just not cooperating today. There we go. Let's get... Sorry about that. There we go. But this one just really blew me away. And the amount of notes that I took on this one, I mean, it was on my phone big time. This one just... I really had high expectations, and I try to really temper my expectations going into a movie such as this. But this one, I just really had such high expectations because of just what I was seeing about it. I try not to read any other reviews or any other details on the movie such as this. But in this movie, it seems like such a simple idea, but the poster here could seem a little confusing. Now, this is not like an official studio poster. This is a fan art one I got off of InfoWars, and I just like this one so much better, so I chose this to use as both this and the podcast image. So if you have a chance to check that out, please do. But in Disclosure Day, it is about information that gets out now. In the beginning part of the movie, it felt very similar to like the idea of Snowden, the hidden information that the government didn't want to get out, and he was trying to leak it out to people, but the government didn't want that stuff out there. So they were doing everything to stop it. This is kind of similar to that idea, but it was way different. And then you have these people who are actually connected to a lot of this information who start displaying things of understanding on other languages and having memories that don't necessarily make sense and experiences that don't necessarily make sense and how kind of all that fits together. And it deals with a lot of really controversial topics, but not controversial in the woke way, but more controversial in the do you believe or do you not believe type ideas. Now, before we get too deep into this, I want to share with you the trailer for this. So,
what did you steal?
Secrets. The data they paid me to protect.
Are they...
No.
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today's.
Do you understand what she's saying?
I hear her. It's gibberish, I can't understand it.
And I can.
What's happening to me?
People are starved for the truth. I'm a part of it now. I'm just sorry they made you a part of it too.
Hello, Jane. Please. Have a seat.
Nine-year terror campaign of lies has to end.
What are you gonna do?
Full disclosure to the whole world.
That truth will upend all established order across the entire world. If you do this, there's no one doing it.
Why would they do this?
When the time is right, everything will become clear.
Whatever happens,
don't you let go.
If you were sitting back saying, wow, so was I when I watched this. I had goosebumps throughout most of the movie, and it really has the whole debate of the whole believing and being believed, that whole thing. And then it really touches on the whole thing of, does the right to know outweigh the consequences of knowing? That's actually a line in the movie. And that history doesn't have a reset key. It's not like a video game or a movie where you can just reset something where you're doing it. No, it's not supposed to be shielded. Give us the information. Let us decide for ourselves. Don't decide what we should have access to. Don't decide what we should be able to know, because if it's happening, we should be able to know the truth and make up our own minds. We shouldn't be spoon-fed bits and pieces by the media or by the military or by the government or any of that. We should have access to the whole thing and kind of how that all fits together. Now, that may sound very controversial, and in a lot of ways, it really is. And if you couldn't tell by the trailer and the fact that it's dealing with crop circles and things like that, and some other kind of really weird things, this does have to do with the paranormal, with other entities. And it even crosses into the religious thing of how this fits in with religion. And just, it really crosses a lot of boundaries and does so in a way that creates curiosity. This movie is one that will change everything if you really pay attention. Is it without flaws? No, there's some definite flaws throughout it, but the story is strong enough that it carries it through. Now, with some of the content, it's a little maybe intense for some younger viewers to completely understand what's going on. It's not very entertaining for the youngest of viewers. I'm going to be giving Disclosure Day a guilty rating just because of the topic and the tone of the movie. Score-wise, we're going to get to that here in a minute. I don't want to give that away too soon, but this is like one of those movies that changes everything. I mean, you take Close Encounters of the Third Kind way back in the day, and that kind of changed things up a bit. Then you had E.T., and I was just recently talking to somebody about E.T., and they were like, what's the movie Et? I'm like, Et? I've never heard of a movie called Et. They're like, oh, it's a really popular movie about this alien. I'm like, Et. Huh? They pull up, it was E.T. I wish I was joking on that. But but then you take a movie like Disclosure Day, and this one's going to have an effect on people, and it's going to have a ripple effect across society, because this is a movie that people are going to be talking about for decades easily. I don't even think that's an understatement at all. I don't want to give away too much of what's going on with this one, but to kind of summarize it a little bit, you have a gal that's a weather gal, and she is up in front of her thing one day, and then all of a sudden she starts talking gibberish. But I can't tell you what happens prior to that causes that, because that'd be a big spoiler. But then it becomes her thing of like trying to figure out what's going on, because she knows things that she shouldn't know. And so she goes to find answers. And when those answers come out, she realizes that this guy, basically the one I'm comparing to Snowden, that has all of this government information, this classified information that people have the right to know about. And he's trying to get this out to the public, and the government's trying to stop him, and some other like military people are trying to stop him, and just a lot of authorities are trying to stop him, and everybody's trying to stop him except for her. And he's got a few other friends along the way too. But it becomes just the ultimate race. And then just when they think they're finally there, something else happens that stops this. But is that the end of the story? No, I won't spoil what happens next. It's not as easy as just, oh, the information, blah, blah, blah. No, there's so much more. So if you go see this, there's not any moments to get up and go to the bathroom. So you don't want to have to get up and go to the bathroom unless you absolutely have to, because there is something that happens continually throughout this movie that you do not want to miss. Like I said, is it without its flaws? Absolutely not. But like I said, the flaws that it does have can be overlooked because of the power of the story. Now, if you are not into science fiction stories, then this is probably not going to appeal as much to you, but there is still something here that can be and pausing intentionally. But there's something here that can be inspiring. I think I was trying to look for the right word on that. So if you are looking for an absolute inspirational story that's not like the typical inspiration, I'm not talking things that have to do with religion and all this other stuff. I'm talking inspiring thought, inspiring you to challenge ideas. I'm always out here asking you to challenge ideas when it comes to media and stuff like that. So I hope that you will take this opportunity to challenge these ideas and open up dialogue and have conversations, because they're just opening the door for us a little bit. It's up to us to walk through. And I'm so glad I did. Score-wise on Disclosure Day, drum roll, please. I really need to get a drum roll sound. I am giving Disclosure Day an 8 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Yes, you heard that right. I'm giving this an 8 out of 10. Like I said, it's not without its flaws, but the story is big enough that it's bigger than the flaws that the story has. So if you are hoping to find a good one to go see and you like sci-fi movies, even if you're not a huge fan of sci-fi movies, there is something here to be appreciated. Just open your mind and check this out. I can guarantee it's worth it. So until later, if you haven't done so already, please click subscribe and turn on that notification bell for the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And as always, I'll be back soon. Bye.